welcome into another waiver wire show here on South Harmon. This is going to be week three upcoming. And if you don't know who I am Eric Vanek. You can follow me on Twitter at Eric Vanek NFL. Follow my show also as well that drops on Thursdays here on South Harmon at America's Game Pod as well on Twitter. I would appreciate if you guys did that. And yeah, here we are. We're here for week three for the waiver wire. Just some quick points like I usually get out of the way, recording this on Monday afternoon. So some injury news from Sunday and the Monday night football game have not been reflected on here. Obviously last week, you know, I did the waiver wire pod, and obviously we didn't have the Christian McCaffrey news at that time. So, you know, things do happen on, you know, before Monday Night Football that won't be reflected on here. So just want to give that quick little shout out there. Just to, you know, kind of let you guys know, I dive really deep into the waiver wire for dynasty players. I do give some redraft stuff as well. So if you are a redraft player, this is a good spot for you too. But super deep leagues like our degenerate leagues for super deep best ball, super deep lineup leagues, this is the podcast for you. So, you know, I try and keep this one usually between 30-40 minutes. Last week was week one, so it was a little bit different, you know, a little bit longer, a lot more information. But this week, you know, there was a couple games like I didn't even write anybody down because there just wasn't anybody really to talk about. But yeah, let's go ahead. Let's get into it. Let's talk about some of the injuries that happened. Unfortunately, we did have some. So let's get into them. Tua Tagovailoa suffered a concussion again. Maybe out until, I'm speculating, until the Dolphins week six bye at the earliest. So maybe he comes back week seven. Obviously, Skylar Thompson will take over for Tua right now. Some running back injuries we had. Rashad White did injure his groin. He did miss a couple plays. Should be good is the initial word coming out Monday afternoon about Rashad White. So nothing long-term there, hopefully. Just kind of monitor his practice reports this week. Tajay Spears, he suffered an ankle injury and did not return in the Titans-Jets game. Ian Rappaport is hearing that he should be okay, so kind of just monitor his practice reports as well. Joe Mixon, Sunday Night Football, injured his ankle on a drop hip tackle. Just going to monitor him throughout the week. Sounds like he may miss this week. Monitor his practice reports. Just didn't sound very good. So yeah, he might miss like a week or so here. So kind of pay attention to that. Damian Pierce. So, you know, just kind of mentioned to him, he did limited and then, didn't practice on Friday. So like he kind of maybe re-injured the hamstring a little bit more. So, you know, I'm not rushing out to pick up Damian Pierce unless, you know, I'm hear word on Monday or Tuesday that, you know, hey, Damian Pierce is good to go and he's going to be the guy. Mixon might miss a week or two. That's like the only way I'm going to go ahead and do that. But I'll talk into that a little bit later as we get into the podcast. The other big one, Isaiah Pacheco. He suffered a broken fibula and he's going to go on IR. I haven't really seen any timetable yet for that. I think he could come back at some point this year, later on in the season, you know, probably around fantasy playoff time. But we'll see what happens there with Pacheco. Tank Bigsby, he also suffered a shoulder injury on a kick return and didn't return to the game. Something to monitor with him. He did not even record a carry or anything like that. So it was very early in the game. Bigsby got hurt. Wide receiver, so Amon-Ra St. Brown, he gutted out a leg contusion all game. I mean, the guy had 19 targets. He should be fine. Everything from that we're hearing on St. Brown, he should be fine, but wanted to mention that. Same thing with Justin Jefferson, leg contusion. He did not return, did not gut it out, but he should be fine going forward from everything that we're hearing so far. Cooper Kupp, ankle injury. He was in a walking boot after the game. This is one we're going to have to monitor. Cooper Kupp has had multiple ankle injuries. I believe from what I heard, it was the other ankle that he hasn't been having problems with. Not the same ankle in from last season. So this is the other ankle. So we have to kind of monitor this on Cooper Kupp. Obviously, when Cooper Kupp's out there, you're starting him every single week. The guy could get 20 targets. But yeah, it sounds like maybe he misses this week, or hopefully that's all he misses, to be honest. The other one that was from last week as well, Hollywood Brown, he is going to be out for the season. I think that came out on like Friday or Saturday, that Hollywood, his shoulder is not healing correctly, so he has to have the surgery, and he is going to be out for the entire season, it sounds like. Maybe he has a chance to come back for the playoffs, but obviously that doesn't matter to us in fantasy football. Tight ends. So Taysom Hill, he went to the hospital with a chest injury. Just kind of had to monitor his status going forward. Maybe he misses a week or so on that. And then Evan Ingram, he suffered a hamstring pull in warmups and didn't play. So that is going to be something to monitor for you guys this week as well. Does he get a bunch of limited practices? Does he go and get some full practices? I'm going to be monitoring that on Evan Ingram to start the week. All right, so with that being said, let's get into the quarterbacks for this week. So just to kind of another thing to mention, I don't really have these in any particular order. I do want to just kind of say I go game by game, whether it's, you know, the 1 o'clock games and then the 4 o'clock games. So there's no specific order I put these players in. So just kind of, you know, I think you guys are smart enough to prioritize, oh, who should I get? If there's somebody that, like, I think you got to go get, I will let you know. But other than that, let's just kind of go through it here. So quarterbacks for redraft this week. So I like Derek Carr against the Eagles at home. Obviously, Derek Carr has had two spectacular weeks in a row here. It is a little bit of a tougher defense here against Philadelphia, but I mean, it's hard to argue Derek Carr right now. He's been one of the hottest quarterbacks in the league. Geno Smith, another very hot quarterback. He played really good against New England this week. He gets Miami Dolphins at home, and Miami has been pretty putrid on defense this season so far. So let me roll out some Geno Smith. Baker Mayfield versus Denver. I mean, Baker Mayfield, along with Derek Carr, probably been the two hottest quarterbacks in the league to start the year so far. Both teams are 2-0. So Baker Mayfield, if he's still available in your leagues, I would go ahead and pick him up. And then my sneaky one is one that we're going to talk about here in a minute, and that's Andy Dalton against the Raiders. So if you're in a desperate position here, say you had to start Malik Willis or whatnot, man, Andy Dalton, he just has that, like, that dude just comes in and you're like, oh, I'm not starting Andy Dalton. And then he's fucking quarterback 3 on the week. So this guy always comes in, always performs. He's got decent weapons here. It's not like he's got shit weapons in there. So, like, I could see Andy Dalton going on the road here against a tough Vegas Raiders team for sure. But I could see him coming in here and having like 300 passing yards too. Like, Andy Dalton has done it before, so I wouldn't completely rule out Andy Dalton. And shout out to you in my shitty quarterback segment if you guys did pick up Andy Dalton last week when I did recommend him. So if you did get him and were listening to this podcast, you know, then awesome, great job. I hope I helped you guys out on that one. So dynasty quarterbacks now. So Skylar Thompson is obviously going to be the new starting quarterback for the Miami Dolphins with Tua out. They also signed Tyler Huntley from the Ravens to be the backup right now. So Skylar Thompson, definitely somebody you want to own in most leagues. And then Tyler Huntley, if he's out there available, that is definitely somebody I want to pick up as well. Former Pro Bowl quarterback. Yes, he did make the Pro Bowl a couple years ago. But Tyler Huntley, that is somebody I definitely want to pick up. I did mention Andy Dalton. I want to mention him for Dynasty as well. Obviously, with Bryce Young being benched, Andy Dalton should have at least, I would say, a month worth of games here until he falters and Bryce Young comes back in. And then Malik Willis, obviously going to mention him. He's probably going to be playing 2 or 3 more weeks. The Packers are targeting a week 5 return for Jordan Love. So we'll see what happens there for Green Bay if they can get Jordan Love back then. But in the meantime, Malik Willis probably going to start the next 2 to 3 weeks here for the Packers. And then this week for the shitty quarterback segment. So a couple repeat names. I'm still going to pick up Drew Lock if he is available in any of my leagues. He is definitely going to start some games this year. Jameis Winston, same thing. Like, I'm not trusting Deshaun Watson still, but, you know, if Jameis Winston is out there, he is definitely a priority pickup because I think he could come in and I don't want to say do what Joe Flacco did, but he could come in there and put up some yards there with the Browns' offensive weapons. I don't remember if I had Mason Rudolph on there last week. I think I did. But Mason Rudolph, that is also another guy with Will Levis having another terrible turnover this week. Like, I could see them, you know, losing another game here, going 0-3, and they're like, fuck this, we got to get Mason Rudolph in here to, like, stabilize the season. So Mason Rudolph, definitely a priority add this week in Dynasty Leagues. And then the other two I wanted to add to this list are Jeff Driskel. He is the backup right now for Washington, and if you watch Jaden Daniels play, like, you know, the comparison for him in the draft was Johnny Knoxville. Like, it's you know, coming to fruition here. Like, if you watch the kid play, like, he doesn't know when to slide. He doesn't know when to get out of bounds. He just takes these hits. He got sandwiched in between two guys this week and looked like he was going to be missing a couple plays, but only missed, like, one play. Yeah, Jane Daniels is taking some massive hits. He cannot do that. So, you know, if he's going to keep playing this way, I would say pretty good estimate that, you know, some other quarterback is going to be starting for Washington at some point this year. So Jeff Driskel is the current backup with Mariota on the IR. So Driskel wouldn't mind picking him up. And then Tyson Bagenet for the Bears. Like, you know, if Caleb Williams continues to struggle like this, if he gets beat up, he gets hurt, I think Tyson Bagenet can come in there and play pretty well. So that's just another guy I wanted to monitor a little bit. Let's go ahead. Let's talk about the running backs now for redraft. So the first redraft running back I want to talk about is Justice Hill. 2 weeks in a row now, he's outsnapped Derrick Henry. He had 35 snaps this week, 20 routes run, 2 targets. He had 2 for 10 in the receiving game and 4 carries for 22 yards. So if you're in a PPR pinch in a PPR league, like, Justice Hill is somebody that you can play. And like I said, 2 weeks in a row that he has outsnapped Derrick Henry. Rico Dowdle, if somebody dropped him from last week, he had 30 snaps this week, 16 routes, 5 targets, 4 catches for 29 yards, 7 carries for 30 yards, and he outplayed Zeke this week, in my opinion. Had more snaps and all that from Rico Dowdle. So I think, you know, yeah, Zeke was hot the first week, was running really well. You know, I still think Dowdle is the more explosive player and the better player at this point in their careers. Bucky Irving, 17 snaps this week, 35%, 7 routes, didn't get a target, but was 7 for 22 on the ground. But, you know, you just kind of watch Bucky, and he's definitely explosive, really good player. If Rashad White, you know, gets hurt again, he hurt his groin this week, you know, Bucky Irving can come in there and I think do a really good job. So that's somebody in redraft I would definitely love to have. Deontay Foreman. So last week he played one snap, and I said that is not going to happen again. So he comes out this week and he's a starter. 27 snaps, which was 38%. He ran 8 routes, had 1 target. He had 14 carries for 42 yards, caught 1 ball for 9 yards. Deontay Foreman is definitely somebody I think is going to be playing more and more as the season goes on. So that is somebody I definitely want to have. I think, you know, you can kind of consider him like the Kareem Hunt role last year, and Jerome Ford just going to kind of play his role he played last year. Ty Chandler, he played 19 snaps, which was 35%. 6 routes, didn't have any targets, but he ran 10 times for 82 yards. He was their leading rusher on the day. Outperformed Aaron Jones. So Ty Chandler, if he's available, I want him. Another one that I think is very interesting, and you're going to wonder why, Isaac Garendo. He only had 1 snap. He was the clear backup this week and the only other running back who played this week. So why am I saying Garendo? If Jordan Mason gets hurt, I think it's going to be Garendo. So I want to have the 49ers running back stashed. And this kid's obviously super athletic, ran a 4.3 40, athletic score was off the charts. He's a wild horse, basically, man. He's like just a wild stallion. Like, I don't think he understands how to run the ball quite properly. Like, he just kind of like Pacheco a little bit, not as hard as Pacheco runs, but like he's just a wild horse out there. Like he doesn't, you know, get behind his blocks or follow his blocks and all that. So I kind of want to say Garendo is somebody I definitely want to stash just in case Jordan Mason suffers a big injury. Like I think Garendo's the next guy up. That's the guy I want to have. Braylon Allen, elite handcuff. 20 snaps, 35%, 12 routes, 7 for 33 and a touchdown rushing, 2 for 23 and a touchdown receiving. Now, is he going to have two touchdowns every week or even a touchdown every week? Hell no. That's not going to happen. Breece Hall is the guy, the man. But if something were to happen to Breece Hall, Braylon Allen, I think he can get the job done. Like, is he 75% of Breece Hall? Maybe. I think that's a good possibility. And he is showing so far in training camps and preseason games, and now in regular season games, Braylon Allen can play in the NFL. So congratulations to you if you ended up getting a lot of Braylon Allen in your rookie drafts this year like I did. Okay, the big one here. Carson Steele and Samaje Perine. Steele had 14 snaps, 5 routes run, 7 for 24 rushing. Perine had 9 snaps, 5 routes, 1 for 3 in the receiving game. So going forward here, I think Carson Steele is going to be obviously the rushing back, and I think Perine is going to be the third down receiving back. I would say Carson Steele would be the guy I want to own right now. And he's going to get the chance here with Clyde Edwards-Helaire still out. CEH is eligible to come back in week 5. So we'll see what happens there if CEH steps in and takes the role here. But as of right now, Carson Steele is the guy that I want to own. So if I got the first waiver priority, I'm going ahead. I'm going to pick up Carson Steele this week. I think that's my guy. I'm going to shoot my shot on Carson Steele. Perine. You know, I still want to own Perine. I think he's got a good shot here. I think he's still learning the offense a little bit. Very professional back. Like, it wouldn't shock me, too, if Perine is the one who takes over here. But I think they like Carson Steele enough. They use Carson Steele quite a bit. I think he's going to be the guy who leads the backfield in touches. But it's probably going to be all the receiving work goes to Perine. Keep an eye out. I'll talk about this later as well on the Dynasty side. But Jerick McKinnon, just keep an eye out in case, you know, they come a-calling and they pick him up. Cam Akers, 13 snaps, 6 routes run, 1 target, 7 for 32 rushing, which actually led the team in rushing, and 1 for 3 catching. If Mixon is out, I think Cam Akers could be the guy, and that's because Damian Pierce missed this week with a hamstring injury. I think he was limited, and then out. So that doesn't sound good. Like, he either pulled it pretty good and is probably going to miss this week too. And if Mixon misses this week, Cam Akers has his backfield to himself and Ogunwale will have a couple plays here, but Cam Akers is going to be the guy. So if, you know, he's available and it's, we love the revenge games, Cam Akers playing the Vikings this week. If they do it, I think Cam Akers, if we get some good news here, well, not good news, but if we get some news on Mixon that he's going to miss this week, Cam Akers, you know, probably moves to the top of my priority list with Carson, you know, right behind Carson Steele, somebody that I can start this week and feel pretty confident in with the way the Houston Texans have been playing so far this year. Khalil Herbert, another one I want to mention. DeAndre Swift has looked like complete ass so far. If he continues this, Herbert could get more run and take over. And the good thing is this week, which could help Swift and Herbert, they play the Indianapolis Colts, who have been a wide gaping fucking hole the first 2 weeks of the season. Josh Jacobs ran all over them, and Joe Mixon ran all over them week one. So this is 2 weeks in a row. This is how the Bears, you know, get their running game going, if they even have one. It's the Colts, and the Colts are going to be missing some players on defense as well. So, you know, Khalil Herbert, maybe he's the guy who takes over. Maybe Swift is the guy that they are going to sit this week. So get Khalil Herbert now while you can. Dynasty running back. So Hassan Haskins, 3 carries for 11 yards. I'm guessing they were all at the end. If injuries do happen, it looks like Haskins will be the guy to step up. Kamani Vidal was a healthy and active this week. So J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards both have been hurt in the past. If they get hurt again this year, I think Hassan Haskins is the one who steps up here. So do it now, even though Haskins really doesn't play every week and he might get you zeros on your bench. That is a guy I want to stash because the two guys ahead of him always get hurt, and Haskins could step in here and not to say he's going to do what J.K. Dobbins is doing, but he's going to have the opportunity to. Deuce Vaughn. So he had 10 snaps, 14%, four routes, one target, one for six receiving, and four for 11 rushing. I just wanted to mention him that he got some run there with the running backs. Am I picking him up? No, but just wanted to mention that Deuce Vaughn was getting some carries there. Tyler Goodson, nine snaps, nine routes run, one target, one for two. So Jonathan Taylor did not play at all in the fourth quarter because the Colts were behind and they were having the throw. So if Tyler Goodson is kind of like their third down back, I don't think Trey Sermon is very good at the receiving game. So I kind of think Tyler Goodson might get some more run here, especially if they get down where Goodson has to come in there and play. So that could be a guy at the end of your bench that you could have. D'Ernest Johnson, so he had 17 snaps, 28%, five routes run, did not have a target, but he ran five times for 26 yards. If Bigsby misses some time, D'Ernest Johnson steps right in, and I definitely think he will get some snaps just like he did this week, playing, you know, alongside Travis Etienne. And then the last one I mentioned a little bit ago, Jerick McKinnon, just speculative, do the Chiefs come calling? You know, that could be a guy you pick up for $0 a fab in your deeper leagues and stash him. And if, you know, the next week or two goes by and they don't sign him, then you can just drop him. But that's a good little speculative add that you could make right now for your teams. All right, now let's go ahead. Let's get into the wide receivers here. So redraft wide receivers here. Got about five or six here for you. Quentin Johnston. 48 snaps, 70%, which led all the receivers. He actually led the receivers in everything. Snaps, percentages, routes run, targets, catches, all that. So he had 48 snaps, which is 70%. He only ran 19 routes just because, you know, the Chargers are running the ball and they are gaping the fucking Panthers, let's be honest. Six targets, five for 51, and two touchdowns. I think Quentin Johnston is finally starting to figure it out. The Chargers are trusting him. He's getting out there. And that is definitely somebody I want to own. He could be the Chargers' number one wide receiver right now and kind of taking it over. So that is definitely somebody I want. Adam Thielen. If he did get dropped, just, you know, with Bryce Young and everything being so bad. 45 snaps, 94%, 27 routes run, 3 targets, 2 for 20. I think with Andy Dalton coming in here, Adam Thielen is like a wide receiver 3 for me. He is going to get absolutely peppered by Andy Dalton. So Adam Thielen, definitely a really nice buy this week for you if you can pick him up. I think like in leagues where you need a receiver, could you send a fourth to get Adam Thielen? Or, you know, if you want to use your third on Adam Thielen, I think you can do it right now. I think that's a great buy right now is Adam Thielen, especially with Andy Dalton coming into the fold. Jalen Tolbert, 60 snaps, 86%, 41 routes, 9 targets, 6 for 82. Jalen Tolbert's best game of his career by far. Obviously, Dallas was down, had to throw a lot, but hey, you know, Jalen Tolbert, Cooks, and CeeDee Lamb are the top three guys, so I kind of want a piece of that offense if I can get it. Dontavian Wicks, he played 36 snaps this week, 51%, 8 routes, 4 targets, 3 for 26, and a touchdown. It's hard to play him with Malik Willis, though. I had this dilemma in one of my leagues. I think I actually dropped Dontavian Wicks because I had to pick up somebody, I think a tight end, because Njoku got hurt. So, you know, he was my last guy on my bench, so I had to drop him. But it's going to be hard to pick when he's going to be good. You kind of almost need like a Christian Watson injury before he really steps in there. Alec Pierce does it again. 53 snaps, 95% of the snaps, 34 routes, 8 targets, 5 for 56, and 1 touchdown. 2 weeks in a row, he leads the Colts receivers in snaps and routes. Obviously, Josh Downs is close. He's coming, probably going to come back this week. We'll see how that affects things with Adonai Mitchell and Alec Pierce. But Alec Pierce is probably somebody you might want to, you know, think about picking up. He's been playing really good the first 2 weeks. And then DeMarcus Robinson. So this is with Puka out, Cooper Kupp maybe out, 48 snaps, 92%, 28 routes, 4 targets, 2 for 50. That is the guy I would trust the most if I have to pick up a Rams wide receiver. Dynasty wide receiver, so quite a few here. Mac Hollins, 71% of the snaps. He's going to continue to be out there for his blocking, so he needs to be owned in deeper dynasty leagues just because he plays so many snaps. Grant Dubois for Miami, 34% of the snaps. Was out there quite a bit. Someone they picked up off waivers during cutdown, so they obviously really like him, and they're playing him quite a bit, like almost over Braxton Berrios. I think he was a little under Braxton Berrios this week, but Grant Dubois is somebody they like. So in super deep dynasty leagues, I think that could be a guy you could pick up. Mason Tipton, 15 snaps, 3 routes. So, yeah, that's not very much. But Mason Tipton was third for the Saints in wide receiver snaps and routes run and all that. That's a guy that was really hitting early in camp. He was getting a lot of buzz, got injured. Now he's starting to come back. He's playing over Bub Means. A.T. Perry was inactive. He played over Cedric Wilson. So Mason Tipton, maybe that's somebody you can pick up this week. Jalen Brooks, 28 snaps, 40%, 21 routes run, 3 targets, 1 for 10. He continues to be Dallas's fourth receiver, and it's not even close. So if there is an injury there, Jalen Brooks steps in to the third wide receiver role there for Dallas. Tim Patrick made his debut here for the Lions and immediately basically just split snaps with Khalif Raymond right down the middle. 33% or 33 snaps, 39%, 21 routes run, 4 targets, 2 for 12. Actually didn't look too bad out there, and he gives a different dimension to the offense from the wide receiver core. So obviously Amon-Ra's a little smaller, J-Mo's small, Khalif Raymond's small. Like Tim Patrick's a big 6'2", 6'3", 6'4", whatever he is, guy. So that gives them a different dimension there. And he looked pretty decent out there. So Tim Patrick in a deep league, I wouldn't mind picking up. Ashton Doolin, 24 snaps, 43%, 15 routes, 2 targets, 1 for 13. He's going to be the fifth receiver with Josh Downs coming back. So I'm not like in love with this. Picking him up, but I just want to mention to him, if they do get some injuries, Ashton Doolin wouldn't be a guy I mind picking up. Jalen Naylor, 50 snaps, 93%, 31 routes, 4 targets, 3 for 54, and a touchdown. I would venture to guess he's probably owned in most of our dynasty leagues. I think people have picked up on him, especially with me talking about him since the preseason. But if he still happens to be out there, Jordan Addison missed. We saw Justin Jefferson left the game. I think he's going to play. But Jalen Naylor is the clear wide receiver, too, with Addison out right now. Brandon Powell, he played 32 snaps, 59%, 25 routes, 2 targets, and 2 for 16. Obviously, with Jefferson missing some time, Addison out, Brandon Powell stepped right back into the wide receiver 3 role that he had last year when there was some injuries. Noah Brown, 20 snaps, 28%, 12 routes, 3 targets, 3 for 56, second on the team in yards. He played behind Zacchaeus, McCaffrey, Dyami Brown, and McLaurin. But Noah Brown was second on the team in yards. I think he's starting to learn the offense, and he's starting to click in there. I think Noah Brown is a guy that you want to get now before he is the starter and starts putting up some better numbers. Tyler Johnson for the Rams, 45 snaps, 87%, 25 routes, 3 targets, 2 for 20. So if Kupp and Nakua are missing time here, Tyler Johnson is a clear starter playing almost 90% of the snaps. So Tyler Johnson needs to be owned in most leagues. Tutu Atwell, he only played 10 snaps, which is 19%, but he ran a route on all of them, 3 for 48. They need to get him involved more, and I think if Kupp is missing, they're going to get Atwell out there more. That's a great guy in best ball that I want to have. Jordan Whittington, he also played quite a bit. 26 snaps, 50%. Only ran 13 routes, 2 for 22. So I think he's kind of like a blocker for them that they trust. But he's also, showed in preseason that he can catch the ball a little bit. So I'm a little bit intrigued by Jordan Whittington to see what he can do. Little Jordan Humphrey, 47 snaps, 77%, 30 routes run, 4 targets, 4 for 50. So that was with Devon Vale out this week. Josh Reynolds stepped up and was really big. I think he had like 98 receiving yards against the Steelers. So if you listen to me on the Start-Sit show, I thought Josh Reynolds was a sneaky guy that you could play and get you some points. If you listen to me, congratulations. He actually did pretty good for you, so I like that one. But yeah, little Jordan Humphrey in a super deep league. If they continue to miss these guys, they're in, because Marvin Mims and Troy Franklin are fucking buried, and these guys, and they're not playing these guys. So little Jordan Humphrey and Josh Reynolds, they're going to count on those guys. DeAndre Carter is the last one. So with Keenan Allen out, DeAndre Carter played 50 snaps, 35 routes, 4 targets, 3 for 32. He's the clear Bears wide receiver 4 and will get a ton of snaps if someone misses. So Keenan Allen missed this week. DeAndre Carter was the play. He played a way more than Tyler Scott. So DeAndre Carter is the wide receiver 4 there. Okay, tight ends, redraft tight ends. So Tucker Kraft, I'm going to bring up again, 56 snaps, which is 80%. He only ran 11 routes, 2 targets, 2 for 16, way more snaps than Luke Musgrave. I think they were just, you know, Malik Willis is in there. They're going to run the ball. So Tucker Kraft, they trusted in there to be the running guy, run blocking. So he didn't have as many targets and all that, but he is the clear tight end one. Jordan Akins, want to bring him up again. 35 snaps. He only played 49% of them. 20 routes, 1 target, 1 for 10. But he is the clear receiving tight end with Njoku out. I just think they didn't have to throw it a whole lot this week with being up on Jacksonville. Dynasty tight end. So I have quite a few here as well. Tommy Tremble, first week back. 22 snaps. He played 46%. 4 targets, 3 for 23. Led team in receiving yards. So 23 was our leading receiving. That just shows you how bad Bryce Young is right now. Jatavion Sanders played 24 snaps. So this was a full-on committee this week here for the Panthers at tight end. Foster Moreau, 2 weeks in a row, he has led the tight ends in snaps. 47 snaps, only ran 10 routes, 0 targets, but he is the clear leader for tight end snaps. And if Taysom Hill doesn't play this week, he should get a massive workload again. And I would venture to say he is the starting tight end for the Saints. Like, he is clearly playing over Juwan Johnson. But Juwan Johnson didn't do anything this week. So that's somebody I want to monitor. Luke Schoonmaker and Brevin Spanford. So if Jake Ferguson continues to miss, Luke played 28 snaps, 40%, 17 routes, but he had 6 targets, caught all 6 for 43 yards. Brevin Spanford only had 22 snaps, 31%, 12 routes run, only the 1 target, didn't do anything with it. So if Jake Ferguson continues to miss, Luke Schoonmaker is the guy to target. Kylan Granson for the Colts. He played a lot more this week than Mo Alie-Cox and Drew Ogletree. 33 snaps, which is 59%, 24 routes, 2 targets, only caught 1 for 9. The Colts tight ends haven't been doing anything receiving-wise this year yet, but that is somebody I want to monitor at least, because he did get all these snaps. Brenton Strange, if Evan Ingram misses time, he was the clear tight end. 41 snaps, 68%. He ran 26 routes, 6 targets, 3 for 65. So if Evan Ingram is going to miss time, Brenton Strange, definitely a really good pickup for you this week. Johnny Munt for the Vikings, 38 snaps, 70% of the snaps, 26 routes run, 3 targets, 2 for 12, continues to be the Vikings' main tight end running routes. Josh Oliver is playing a lot too, but Josh Oliver is clearly their best blocking tight end. So he is out there for blocking. Munt is out there for receiving. Eric Saubert for the 49ers this week. He played because Kittle left the game with cramps and stuff like that. But Saubert played quite a bit. 26 snaps, 37%, 11 routes, 2 targets, 2 for 26. So if George Kittle were to happen to miss time, Eric Saubert would be the tight end for the 49ers. And then this one I really like, Eric All Jr. for the Bengals. 33 snaps, 15 routes, 4 targets, 4 for 32. Obviously, Gesicki had a really good game. But even the broadcast was talking up Eric All as this is somebody that the Bengals are super high on and really like. I think it's only a matter of time before Eric All takes over that tight end spot. So if you can get him cheaply or throwing in the deals right now, I think Eric All is the guy to own for the Bengals tight ends going forward. All right, you've made it this far. It is time for everybody's favorite segment, the What the Fuck Are We Doing Here, Man segment. Dolphins, they continue their three-way fuckfest at tight end. Smythe, 43% of snaps. Jonnu, 42. Julian Hill, 37. Can we just fucking pick one? Like, it is the most frustrating thing is the tight ends. Brian Callahan, he brings the three-way Bengals tight end fuckfest to the Titans. Why does Nick Vinette need to play? He played like 30% of the snaps, and Wiley 30%, and Okonkwo 40%. Like, why? Like, Nick Vinette sucks. Get him out of there. Giants, they continue to waste Jalin Hyatt, in my opinion. 12 snaps, he only ran 5 routes. Like, even if you just decoy Jalin Hyatt to be a decoy speed guy to stretch the defense, like, what are we doing here? Like, you are just completely wasting Jalin Hyatt. Even with Daniel Jones, you're wasting him. But I would love to see Jalin Hyatt get traded to a team like the Dolphins. Put him on the Dolphins as their third receiver. I would fucking love it to see them use Jalin Hyatt's speed. So hopefully something happens there. But the Giants are brain dead when it comes to using Jalin Hyatt. The Steelers, they continued their three-way fuckfest at tight end by adding Connor Hayward this week to make it a four-way fuckfest. Thanks, Art. Appreciate it, buddy. And then the Bengals, they split three tight ends evenly this week between Eric All and Drew Sample, who played a lot, and Mike Gesicki. Can we just fucking pick one or two and not play these guys, but they're going to continue this? The Titans and the Bengals continue the same bullshit that they've been doing for the last couple of years, and it's just so frustrating. But that is going to be it for this week, guys, here in week 3. Waiver Wire Show. Hopefully you guys get these guys. Hopefully these guys help you with your teams going forward. Hopefully, you know, they help you win some games here. It happens every year. So if you listen to this podcast, you're ahead of the game. Be ahead of, you know, flip those end of the roster players that you're still holding that are just inactive every week. Or, you know, if you make a trade and you trade away two players to get one, you get an open roster spot. Pick these guys up. These guys are playing. These guys are going to help you at some point this year with all the damn injuries that keep on happening. So that is it for this week then, guys. At Eric Vanek NFL, at America's Game Pod, at South Harmon FF on Twitter and X, and all the Twitter and X, YouTube. Make sure you guys follow everybody there. Give us likes, subscribe, all that good stuff. You get all of our content there weekly. Remember Sundays as well, Start Sit Show. I run it. We usually have 3 or 4 guests. Been really, really good. We had 500 plus viewers this week for the show every Sunday starting at noon. If you're a Patreon member in the Discord for pregame pooper tier or the Savage tier, I sit in the voice chat from 10 a.m. I answer any of your guys' start sit questions. If you guys need some help, you know, with your start sits before everybody else is in there, feel free to jump in there. And then we go to the masses on Sunday at noon Eastern time to help everybody else out live on YouTube. So it's a lot of fun. Hopefully you guys check it out. Join us. Like I said, it's a lot of fun, man. I love doing it. You guys ask some great questions. We help you out and help you win some football games and some fantasy football games. So with that this week, guys, I appreciate it. We will see you next week for week 4. Hopefully all these fuck-fested tight ends stop and no more injuries. So here we go. All right, good luck, guys.